you would think some people would have an aha moment. But a lot of times the reason they don't have the aha moment is because they have to believe only what the pastor regulates. Only what their preacher regulates, their denomination. If you think outside your denomination, that's a no-no, right? If you read certain books, they don't even like you to read certain books or visit another church. It's sad. But if you tell them, you say, look, right here in Colossians, Colossians 1 and 2, we see that Jesus holds it all together. We see that he created all things. Everything's after a pattern. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And so you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, it says. Jesus and God are outside of time. So if you're in Christ, you're outside of time. He created all things. So he created this system, this Mother Earth womb system, the material realm. Why do you think they call it? Why do you think it's called Mama? Why do you think the baby says Mama? The machine, the material realm, matter, M-A, matter. God is using the material realm to birth in spiritual babies. And so every day is a repeat inside time so that you can birth into your new creature, moment by moment, day by day. And that's really clear, that's really obvious. But if it don't line up with what the preacher says, they can't have the aha moment. Oh, I see. They might say, well, why don't my preacher see it? Because he's indoctrinated by his seminary. And if it doesn't line up with his seminary, he can't teach it. He's ordained by his seminary, by his other elders. They can't teach it, even if it's truth, because it's outside the approved script. Even though it's right here in front of you, you see it every day. You know every day's a. Does it feel like every day's a repeat? Yeah, it does. Well, it's because it is. Does it feel like it's a repeat from yesterday and yet day before? Yes. The week before? Yes. The reason it feels that way is because it is. Yeah, but my preacher don't say that. It don't matter what he says. What do you know? What do you know? Every day's the same. You got to think for yourself. You can't be a zombie hive mind either to the world or to the indoctrination of the seminaries. You can't be the hive mind to anything. God has given you a free will, a free mind to dig for truth, dig deeper. But nobody else believes it, but you know it's the truth. Every day repeats, right? Yeah. So what's the purpose of a cycle? Well, the woman has a cycle to birth. The car, the wheel on your car has a cycle to what? To birth you into your destination or destiny. Destination. Everything that has a cycle is birthing in what? A motor has a cycle. What's it doing? It's producing power, produce. The seasons have a cycle to do what? To produce watermelons, tomatoes, apple trees, whatever fruit, whatever vegetable. A cycle is produce, production. Every cycle has a production element to it. It's a fractal reality. Be fruitful and multiply. What is fruitful? Produce, production. What is multiply? Multiplication, produce, reproduction, reproduce. The faster you reproduce, the more abundance. In other words, the more you reproduce, you're pressing it together. You're pushing the cycles closer and closer. It's kind of like opening a curtain. When the curtain's closed, those ripples up at the top are kind of wide, but when you open the curtain, they're being pressed together. The ripples at the top of the curtain are closer together. And what happens when you open the curtain? You can see. So if you take your thoughts and your meditation and your contemplation and you really meditate on the truth day by day, moment by moment, hour by hour, you can see. But if you only go to church one day a week and that's the only time you think about any kind of truth, you're blind. Because the curtains are closed. It's so obvious, as plain as the nose on your face, that you're letting some seminary preacher keep you from digging deeper past. See, they don't want you to see past them. They don't. It's an ego thing. If you can see more than they can see, it's an ego issue. It's pride. Instead of them saying, hey, wow, you got something there. They should sit at your feet because you're starting to see the deep spiritual mysteries. But they won't sit at your feet and learn from you. They might do it in private. They'll listen to you in private. And then they'll take what you say and claim it for themselves. You know, they won't say they learned it from somebody else. They'll say they learned it on their own. You know, it's the way it works. It always works that way. A lot of times, sometimes it's not intentional because sometimes they can only get a piece of what you're saying. It's like a piecemeal. And then they think about it and they forget about you and they think about that over the years and it starts to develop and starts to birth. So even something you say to them 10 years ago, it stuck with them. And so they start to ruminate over it, which means to birth it out. So they ruminate over it and they birth it into their core concept of reality or life, and then it's like they think they thought of it, but you set the seed and the seed has to grow, and they thought they did it, but it was just the seed that was planted long ago.